I wanted to show y'all something, and it reminded me because I wanted to talk a little bit about these elk racks here behind me. But look what I come down here to find. My wife's got chickens that's in a coop, but they're free ranging, so they can come over here. And they decided that the best place to roost at night is on my elk racks. And so they're crapping and getting crap all on my concrete. But it did remind me when I come down here right at dusk, taking out the trash, that these elk racks, man, they mean a lot to me. And I like hunting elk about as much as I do anything. I'll show you a few of them here on the wall. These are just some of the ones that I got skull capped out or European mounted that I got here hanging on my wall. I got quite a few more mounted shoulder mounts that I've got. I don't know if you can see it. That's one right over there. But the point I wanted to make is, obviously, if you go on social media, there's already brewings of public versus private. Well, half of these bulls, maybe a little over half, come from public ground. So the old school hunter wouldn't say much about the public ground because they didn't want you to know that you could have that quality of hunting, whether it be deer and or elk or even turkey. It was a very hush-hush secret. Wasn't about ego to say, look at me, I got it on public. It was about, look at these opportunities out here for all of us. And, you know, you could do it on a budget. Some of these come off private. A good elk hunt can be anywhere from $7,000 up to $15,000 to even $20,000. So you look at that and like, well, I ain't got that kind of money. Well, even some of these public bulls, by the time you think about me growing up in Georgia, and you put in and you maybe draw the tag. Well, say you got anywhere from $500 to $1,000 in the tag. So the non-resident hunting license that comes with this permit, bull permit, might cost you, let's say, $1,000. So still got to get out there. You still got to stay somewhere, hotel. You still got to have a vehicle. You still have gas. You got to rent a car. You got to have air flight. So you got all these things. Could possibly need wall tents, stoves, food. So it's nothing to have a DIY hunt. You know, run anywhere from $2,500 up to $5,000 just in supplies, especially somebody from the South. I didn't grow up having these type of things. So in some cases, if you look at the overall budget, sometimes the right private hunt that you're not buying a bull, you're buying the access and trespassing rights to access a piece of property where hopefully these elk live that you can hunt. And a lot of times it comes with a lodge, maybe some good food, possibly somebody that's guiding that helps knows the area. So you can kind of pick your poison as to what you want to get into. But when it comes to a lot of these public bulls, we didn't talk much about what unit. I still don't even talk about some of these units. Some was Arizona, some was New Mexico, Wyoming. Obviously, even in Colorado has got some hard-to-draw units. And there is some over-the-counter tags you can pull. And you can have some pretty amazing hunting. You can also pull and go to some of these over-the-counter tags. And literally, you ain't going to see nothing but some aspens and some other hunters and a bunch of orange running around in the woods. So obviously, do your diligence, do your homework, and be not quick to judge when you're talking about somebody hunting private versus public. You see, it just now become a code of honor to talk about hunting public ground with success. Because my generation, it's hard to believe, Owatta is getting older. We never really hunted for bragging rights or to prove something to you, whether we killed it on private or public. We were really just trying to get a trophy and prove something to ourselves. And what would it be like to be at full draw on one of these animals? And did we have the know-how to trick him? Could we call a big elk like a turkey? So private versus public, we weren't never doing it for the bragging rights or to be worried about being judged or being worthy of the hunter who says you're worthy of getting this animal, private versus public, DIY versus guided. You see, we was just doing it because we was looking for adventure. And if we did do it on public, we would dumb it down because we were pretty selfish and greedy and we didn't want nobody else hogging up some of that good public ground. So that's the fact. I'm just shooting straight. I always try to. And just want to let you know, man, if you do want to go hunting for a bull elk, it's the most unbelievable thing. It's closing in. It's August. It's closing in September. So for 5 minutes, I'm ranting on the joys and the figuring out how and where you might want to go elk hunting. So It's amazing. I would recommend you put together a good trip, you and some buddies, some family and friends, and go after it. You're going to be investing some money, but we also invest a lot of money in the Gulf of Mexico and Disney World for our family. So do this for yourself, man. There's nothing better than chasing these big wapiti, especially with them bow and arrow. Most of these are bow and arrow kills, and I love it. I can't wait. It's something I do every year. So anyway, a little bit of a long rant. Love you guys. Happy hunting. And just do it for yourself. You ain't got nothing to prove to social media warriors and these people beating their chest. Do it for you. If you can afford a good private ground hunt and go trespass on a piece of property somewhere and get access to go hunting, whether you guiding yourself or you have a guide, do it. If you can draw a good public ground tag because you maybe don't have the money and you only have, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 to put toward it, do it. But don't not just not do it and quit just talking about it. Get it done, man. Life's too short. We get one lap. Get it done, man. Love you guys. Happy hunting. Bye-bye.